Blog Talk Radio.
Who gon' go fishing? And who gon' continue? Oh, it's the streets. Let's go.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me. No response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice. The third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the crew. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah.
My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block.
Okay. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, we coming to you live and direct. You know what I mean? From Phoenix, Arizona. April 18th, 2014. I'm your host, L Boogie. And as usual, the super producer, co-host of the show, T-Row. Man, Jewel's the G. We got a lot to talk about tonight. Man, we got the NBA playoffs. We got the Hockey League playoffs. We got some things going on in the NCAA that's coming up, or they've, you know, just judged on. Some guys going to the league, and that's the NBA, that is. Man, ESPN did a story on the Bad Boys, 30 for 30. We're going to talk about that and some signings in the NFL. But before we get into all that, let me say what's up to my co-host. What's the deal, T-Ro?
Yo, what's happening? What's up with y'all out there in the land of the internet, the World Wide Web? What's happening? Jewel, I see you, baby. I see you, L Boogie. What's happening on this Fanatic Friday, man? The playoffs start tomorrow. Who gonna get swept is what I want to know. Who gonna need to get their tackle box ready early this season? You know what I mean? And not only did 30 for 30, ESPN throw the 30 for 30 with the Bad Boys coming on us. Man, they went ahead and told us what the real deal was with Yasiel Puig. Oh, my goodness. I didn't know they were doing it like that in Cuba, El Boogie. What is going on in the sports world around this joint? It's too heavy around here for some of these folks, man. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm glad it's Friday. We can jump on their neck tonight. What you want to talk about first?
You already know what's on the marquee first, and that is the NBA playoffs. We've been waiting months for this moment. We kind of knew who was going to make the playoffs. New faces in the playoffs, though. Must say that. But let me start off with this first row. Give you a couple of the matchups. You got the Pacers in Atlanta. You got the Heat and the Bobcats. Toronto Raptors and the Brooklyn Nets. Chicago Bulls versus the Washington Wizards. That's the East. In the West, you got San Antonio Spurs, who holds the number one spot, going up against the Dallas Mavericks. Oklahoma City versus the Memphis Grizzlies. The Clippers. This is an intriguing matchup. The Clippers going against the Warriors. And you got Houston going against Portland. So I ask you this, Ro, starting off in the East. Let's start off in the East first. Who is on upset alert? Who do you got on upset alert first, Ro, in the East?
That'll probably have to be Toronto, man. Toronto, you know, had a great season. They were the third seed, but they've got to face the Brooklyn Nets. And if you don't know about the Brooklyn Nets, you got to understand this. These boys are seasoned. They got them boys on their squad who have been there before and got a couple of rings. Not a couple, just one individual, you know what I mean, between a couple of guys on the squad. And, you know, they got a coach who has been to the NBA Finals more than once and also has a ring as a player. So now he's trying to do it as a coach. I tell you this, yeah, Toronto, it was a great season, but it's got to end early for you. I'm sorry, but that's the one I see, man. I just don't see how they're going to beat Brooklyn. Brooklyn got a nice squad. They got that new building. The energy is going to be high and thick for Brooklyn. First year, you know, in that building and going to the playoffs. So it's on. Just because the New York Knicks and Carmelo didn't make it, that energy will transfer over to Brooklyn. And it's going to make a whole lot of difference when you get the whole state of New York behind you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The Raptors have home court advantage, but I agree with you. I think even though they did make it to the playoffs, I said they were going to make it to the playoffs, they're growing. So, you know, one step at a time. So you got that on upset alert. Now let me ask you this. Who's your difference maker in the Eastern Conference?
Out of all the teams?
Out of all the teams. Who is your difference maker who's going to propel their team to be, you know what I'm saying, a factor in the run to get to the NBA Finals?
Man, it's only one guy that does it, and there's only one guy that does it well, and his initials are LBJ. If you don't know about that guy, don't know what's coming, you know what this guy's going to give you every night. It's not going to be a guy to really make a difference, man, that will propel their team. I mean, Roy Hibbert could. You know, from what he's been doing the last couple of weeks. But, yeah, man, LeBron. LeBron is the guy who brings it every night. And if he doesn't bring it, it's over. So if anybody's going to bring it every night, 110%, whether he hurt, lacking players from injury or whatever the case may be, it's going to be LeBron.
It's LeBron. Let me ask you this, another question. Who has the coaching advantage in the Eastern Conference?
man, it's the Chicago Bulls. Tom Thibodeau is the best Eastern, you know, he's the best coach over there in the Eastern Conference. Yeah, you can talk about Indiana, you can talk about Miami and all those, you know, what those teams have been doing. But Chicago is a funny team. You just don't know how they get the job done night in and night out. And with what Tom Thibodeau does over there, it's something special because he knows how to lock people down. And if it's anybody that's real close to Coach Popovich, it's that boy Tom Thibodeau. So watch out for Tom Thibodeau and them Chicago Bulls. You know, they just somehow, some way get the job done without having, you know, one, two, or three superstars to shine every night. You know what I mean?
So saying that to say, as you sum it up in the East, who is your team to beat? Who you got?
I'm going to say it like this, man, and I ain't going to shy away from it, man. It's a three-peat about to happen, dog. It's just one of those things, man, that you just can't, you just can't fault it. Like I say, you know LeBron is going to bring it every night. It's a plus if you get Dwayne Wade to bring his A game and play at least three games to help you get 4-0. You know what I mean? Or just four wins to make it to the next, you know, to the next level. So, or to the next round, I should say. So I'm going to say this. It's got to be the health of how the Miami Heat are going to propel and make it to the next round and the round after that, man. We know that it doesn't take long. It don't take much for LeBron to do the thing that he does. And if everybody else can follow suit like they've been doing the last 2 years, watch out. Eric Spoelstra ain't been doing a bad job of coaching. He's been doing just fine, you know. So I'll give it to the Heat. It's about to be a three-peat up around here again.
Yeah. So now going over to the West, because I'll give my opinion after I, you know what I'm saying, actually, you know what I'm saying, these questions. What do you think? Who's on upset alert in the West? Who might be going home early and they fans, look at their faces.
Well, you know I wear my emotions on my sleeve, big homie. And I'm going with that Texas two-step down there. It's only been twice that an 8 seed has been a 1 seed. And the 2 teams that got to play against each other in the first round out of the state of Texas, it's been both of those guys who have been a 1 seed to lose to an 8 seed. So, San Antonio, you better buckle up because you're about to go down, you suckers. You on upset alert. It's about them Dallas Mavericks and that dude they call Dirk. Yeah, I know we didn't win a game this season against y'all in regular season. That's why they call it regular season. It's playoff time. You got to get you a big dose of Dirk. So, get ready. San Antonio, we're about to spur you down. You ain't making it out of the first round. Memphis, woo! Oklahoma City, you better watch out. You on upset alert, too. All thing you got to do is hurt Russell Westbrook, and you'll do what you do. Take a page out of Patrick Beverly's book. He know how to do it best.
Straight! So who you think is the difference maker over there in that conference? Who's a key player that's going to propel their team to, you know what I'm saying, get over the top?
Well, yeah, I said Dirk and the Dallas Mavericks, but I tell you what, if Kevin Durant keeps doing what he's doing in the playoffs, you know what he did in the regular season, it's going to be it's definitely going to be interesting how far Kevin Durant can really do this thing in the playoffs. We saw what he did in the regular season, but can he do it in the playoffs? If we can get him to show us what he been doing in the regular season by winning another scoring title, the only guy to average 30 this season. Say, man, you better watch out. That guy can really put the team on his back and lead them to a championship. Now, if he's able to make it to the NBA Finals, you know, and get there to face the Miami Heat, I might have to retract my statement about a three-peat. Because if he gets there, Miami Heat ain't got nobody who can stick him. They better find a bad boy image in him real quick. Because if you let that dude get there, some games might not be enough, LeBron, for you to try to hold off this dude who been going on and trying to put up Jordan numbers.
Man, it's going to be very interesting. Who's the coach? Who you got as the coach as the difference maker? Who's the best coach over there in that West? It's a lot of good ones. Well, who you got over there?
Yeah, great. Just like you said, it's a lot of good ones, but it's only one great one over there in the West. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you like this. Skip Bayless brought it to my attention earlier today. Man, Coach Popovich of the San Antonio Spurs has had so many different starting lineups this season, and yet they still managed to win 60-plus games without you knowing who was going to start night in and night out. It's just amazing to me, man. So Coach Popovich is the coach that's with the most, dog. You know what I mean? He does it all. Even when you don't know who starts for San Antonio, guess what? They won 60 games. Anybody else do that? No! It's just amazing, man. It's just amazing. Coach Papa has something for us, you know? But he got to watch out for that dude they call Kevin Durant.
It's going to be crazy. So saying all that to say, I bring it to your conclusion. Who's the team to beat? Who's coming out the West?
Yeah, I said all that, but at some point you gotta bring it down a notch, yeah, Boogie. It's gonna be them Spurs.
Reality sets in.
Yeah, you know, man. After you done, been hit upside the head a couple of times with that metal baseball bat, reality sets in. And so I'm saying like this, man. San Antonio gets it done. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. And if they bring their A game every night and, you get a Ginobili who's, I believe, looking to get revenge from what happened last season in Game 7, you know what I mean? That can, play a big part when you have a guy who has a chip on his shoulder, especially who's known to do it when the lights are big, So, San Antonio, man, Coach Pop. He just finds a way to do it, and he knows how to. He's the Phil Jackson of of San Antonio, man. It's just he figures you out, and if you need, there's no way you can beat him in four games, man. He just gonna figure it out, lay it on you, and then, So San Antonio, man.
The Spurs, bro, got the Spurs coming out of the West. That's cold blooded, man.
Even though I got Dallas
pulling the upset,
You got Dallas pulling the upset. Oh. Yeah, but it's a double-edged sword, man. And you just gotta hope. You gotta wish for everything and hope for the best.
And the thing about that is that even though it's San Antonio and Dallas, it's still your. It's still your state. So no matter who wins, you're still winning.
I only rep one team. Dallas. That's it.
Houston and the
even
Eagles.
Though I like. Yeah, even though I just like Tim Duncan. How do you hate on Timmy D, man?
Yeah, you can't. You can't.
Yeah.
When we come back from the break, I'm going to give you my take on the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference Finals, playoffs. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Bad Boys, the documentary, the 30 for 30. It's some interesting things they said. And you got to be able to live in that era. Man, it's the streets that's talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Man, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go, Ro!
Thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Starsky. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood.
I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke dope with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimped the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
What you know about that, Boogie?
And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia.
Y'all don't know
if
nothing about that.
If you don't know, now you know. If they don't know, now they know. We hot. It's the streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. You know, at the top of the hour, you know, we got Brandon Carter coming in talking about, you know what I'm saying, that hip-hop and entertainment news. We're going to start bringing you more of that like we should because we are sports and hip-hop. Shout-out, man, to, you know what I mean, Ustream Global Network 1. AJ, what the deal, baby? Shout-out to the
Big
sports officials, Heaven O, you know what I mean, Heaven O you. Well, shout out to Dynasty, you know, shout out to Legacy, you know, they balling out there. You know, speaking of that, Rose, he out on site, you know what I mean, out there in Chandler, Arizona, you know. But before we continue, though, Ro, I tell you what, in the East, you know who's going, you know who's on upset alert?
Who you got on upset alert
go,
in that East, man?
I got to go Indiana Pacers.
What?
Reason I say that is just the way I know everybody is 0-0 now. They're probably refreshed. And we will see. If they get past that first round, you know, then they the ball will be rolling momentum. They had a swag back. But if it becomes a nail-biter series, they might start thinking, here we go again. It's the regular season again.
Ooh.
So I think I'm going to go with the Indiana Pacers and just them being so ecstatic. Oh, we got the one seed. Now they, you know, they let their hair down. This
right.
is when you got to get ready to ball. It's money time.
Right.
I know you smell the money. Am I difference maker? And my difference maker? And all this in the East, it's going to be Paul Pierce. He's the key.
I like that.
Paul Pierce is going to be the X factor and the difference maker as far as the Brooklyn Nets can go. If they match up with the Heat, it could be interesting. Best coaches in the East? You say Tom Thibodeau? I say, okay, but I'm going to give it to Jason Kidd. We know about Eric Spoelstra.
Uh-huh.
We know about Spoelstra.
Right.
But
come from that Pat Riley cloth.
Exactly. He's been in wars. But I just think Jason Kidd has been pulling the right strings to make his team get there. Even though they're a 6 seed, we know in that East, they're better than that. But they're going to have to show it. One of the things that he did, one of the strings that he pulled that was questionable, he put Darren Williams on the bench. He started Sean Livingston. Another move that he did was bring Paul Pierce off the bench as a four-man, as a swing forward, a popping pick guy.
Right.
So he's been making the right moves this year, and it might continue through the playoffs. And if he comes close, I think he'll pull the right strings.
Right.
Team to beat, we already know it's the Heat. I really don't see anybody beating them in four games. I shouldn't even have to elaborate on that. But I tell you what, even with a 75% Dwayne Wade, they can win this thing.
Yes,
even without and I'm gonna say this, even without Dwayne Wade playing, that's how good LeBron is. They'll still win the East. So I'm not going to sit here and say give it to them, because we all know that's why they play the games. But I got Miami Heat getting back to the finals. And let me hit you with on that left coast. The West Coast, baby. The four fingers, as my man YG put it. On upset alert, I'm going to say the Clippers. And in the close second, I'm going to say Houston.
Ooh.
Houston doesn't play defense. And if they're not on a James Hardy har-har, it's not taking over the game and putting his imprint and fingers on the game, it could be a long series for you.
Yeah.
And Patrick Beverly, he's the only one that plays defense. I thought they would play some defense with Dwight Howard in the middle, but it's not looking that way as I critiqued him and I've watched him over the course of this year. So
right.
I don't think that they're doing going to do much. Clippers better watch out. You know why? Because, number one, Mark Jackson is on the hot seat.
Right.
And he's going to try to coach his butt off to get there.
Right.
So Clippers better be ready to play ball, and Blake Griffin better be ready to silence the critics in the streets about him being soft as a jelly donut. He better silence the critics and not get hurt. And I tell you what, CP minus three better bring something too.
Right.
I tell you that. Because in the playoffs, he's been just as bad as Jamal Crawford. He might win a series or two.
Right.
But when it's crunch time, when we really need it, he's turned that ball over. I'm not even talking about scoring because he's a point guard. But he's made some bad decisions along the way. So, and I know you say, you know, the team to beat is the Spurs. You can say the Clippers. But I think, honestly, OKC has been flying under the radar. Everybody's been talking about how San Antonio has been playing without their starters and how they're pacing and still has the number one seed and won so many games in a row. But you better watch out. Watch out for Westbrook. Russell is trying to bring some muscle.
Wow.
He wants to be in press conferences showing off his fashion. It's the streets.
Right.
He wanted to be talked about.
he wanted to wear the outfits to the press conferences. So, of course, he wants to finish it all. That's my difference maker. Russell Westbrook. He's my difference maker in the West. If he plays well and does what he needs to do, oh, my goodness. It's going to be very, very interesting. So that's what I got going down in the NBA. And before we get to the, you know what I'm saying, the callers and whatnot, let me ask you this, Ro. We're going to stick to the, you know, NBA. I watched 30 for 30, the Bad Boys, last night. And if people don't remember the Bad Boys, it was a team that had a couple Hall of Famers on it. And what they did was something that a lot of people don't give them credit for.
Right.
They went to five straight Eastern Conference Finals and three straight Finals. And they don't give them credit for that. The only thing they give them credit for is being the mountain that Michael Jordan had to climb to get over the hump. And if that's that, you got to give them their respect. And I'm looking at it and seeing how they played the game and how the league has transcended from that. Now, let me ask you this, Ro. From that, street question of the night, has the league gotten soft? Has the league gotten soft between now and then? Were they the team that made the rules be changed to flagrant fouls? If you notice, guys are getting into fights. It didn't even get ejected. That's how cold the league was back then. So tell me, Ro, has the league gotten softer, or is it soft now?
No,
what,
man.
What do you think about
the
documentary?
It's just the changing of the times, man. Back then, it was, you know, you took it personal. You played for the team. You don't have too many guys you can say that plays for the team. These guys nowadays get paid a lot of money, man, to really just ride the pine. And you know, it's different nowadays when you're getting fined $35,000-$40,000, but these guys nowadays can't afford it. It has nothing to do with, is it too soft? Dudes just don't want to have to come off of that chunk of change because it's so much there today. I mean, you know, you can save your money. What $40,000 will get you nowadays? You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'd rather keep my $45,000-$50,000 rather than, giving it to the commissioner and the NBA over something I could have, you know, stepped aside on. But, you know, it's just different, man. The Bad Boys had to become the Bad Boys in order to be successful. And if they didn't become the Bad Boys during their time, during that era, they probably would have never won a ring. They probably would have had all those stats of being the Buffalo Bills or going to the, you know, the conference title and making it to the finals and not winning it, you know. So, but they figured out a way to get the job done. And once they figured out what was best for them for them to be successful, they made it a point to be good at being bad. And that's what got them over. And, you know, that's what got them to be world champions 2 years in a row. And, you know, it was just their time. They had to figure it out, just like LeBron had to figure it out. It took him a hell of a long time to figure it out. But once he figured it out, he got the job done, and here we are today. So, you know, it is what it is.
Guess what they did? The Bad Boys made basketball athletes start lifting weights. This is a physical contact sport. It made guys not only get mentally tough, but mentally tough, physically tough as well. That's what it did. It made Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan get in the weight room
and get tough. You saw what Michael Jordan said. He said that, man, I was mentally there. I wasn't physically capable of taking on the Detroit Pistons for 7 games. And once he did, guess what they did? They start picking on Pippen. It's like the streets. It's like the streets. Okay, he didn't grow up. Okay, it's like we got to get him now. And then Pippen had to get himself together. He became a 50 great.
True.
So,
true.
Man, has the game gotten soft? I think it has. I think it's become more so bad because we don't have guys going at each other like they used to. We have guys giving each other handshakes after you get dunked on or 3-point shots against you. We don't have any more grudges. I think it's just too much of that being cool with each other. You don't get the maximum potential talent out of guys because they're too cool with each other.
Yep.
That's what I think. So, man, shout out to the Bad Boys. How they orchestrated their team and got them together and how superstars were born. Dennis Rodman, Joe Dumars, Michael Jordan. During that time, the Pistons helped him. Man, shout out to the Bad Boys. Ro, let me ask you this. You got guys going to the league. Jabari Parker has announced that he's going to the NBA. Will he be successful, or was that a shock to you that he's going to the NBA?
Yeah, I was pretty shocked that he was going to the NBA. I thought he was really, give it 2 years, even though he did big things for the University of Duke as a freshman. I thought maybe he would come back and, revenge that one loss in the NCAA tournament to, try to see how far his team could go with the new guys that are coming in next season. But, with a guy of his talent, it really doesn't matter. This year or next year is cool. He has shown that he belongs in the NBA by figuring out how to do the college thing, and he'll figure out how to do the NBA thing just as well. So big ups to Jabari Parker. I tell you what, I'm cool with him going better than with half of the list that's going out there, just willy-nilly style. This guy really proves that he's could be worthy in the NBA for a high pick, if not the number one pick, and can sustain, being on the job for consistently for a while. So we'll see. Can't wait to see, how it happens and how it all unfolds for the young fella, but big ups to Jabari for taking that next step to the next level.
We got some other guys, too, from Duke, the sophomore guard, Rodney Hood. You got Arizona State guard, Jahi Carson, and also Nick Johnson. And we keep going on with this, these guys leaving early or whatnot. So let me ask you this. Shabazz Napier, he'll be going on talking on TV. They just imposed a legislation rule that all college athletes now have unlimited snacks and unlimited meals. So what do you feel about that rule? Will that entice kids to stay in? And I'm going to say something about that after you answer that question. What do you think?
It's good. It's just so funny how the NCAA decided to do that. You know what the real difference between a snack and a meal to be considered in the NCAA? If you were given or if you went to the cafeteria and you got a bagel, that is considered a snack. Now, if you were to get cream cheese and put cream cheese on top of that bagel, that was considered a meal. How that works, beyond me. But this is something that they should have done a long time ago. L Boogie, you know, we get worked out from the time the sun rises to the time the sun goes down. You have to be in study hall. You have to be in study groups. You have to be on the road. You got to make sure you check with your professors to get everything. You have to be at practice on time, and you better not be late, and you got to do everything the coach says. So it's like you're in the military. Everything is on a time schedule, and everything fits the way it's supposed to. And when you are an athlete, you get hungry, and there are times when you need to get something in your gut because of all the running and all the things that you've been doing on that schedule that burns that energy that you didn't ate 4 or 5 hours ago. And so without you being able to get punished for it, this makes it easy for the athletes to really make sure that they, you know, are able to nourish themselves when needed.
Yeah, I mean, it was a long time coming. I think it's, you know what I'm saying, very mysterious type of way that certain things are considered meals and certain things are considered snacks. I think they need to, you know, get that understood, which is a good thing. They said it would have been going over for 2 years. I mean, it should have only took an hour for that rule to be passed. Like I said, and people want to, you know, these players getting paid. I want to, you know, being an ex-college ball player, and you do get paid in a sense. For an example, you get a Pell Grant check at each semester time. Just think of this. We've seen athletes get pulled over, college athletes, student athletes, get pulled over. What's more in their possession? Guns, alcohol, and drugs. Whatever kind of drugs it may be. And let's be honest. 70 to 75% of these student athletes come from a broken home. When I say broken home, they can still have both parents in there, but I mean like an urban neighborhood or everybody has a movie to tell. If you were to, when you give these guys and young ladies money, guess what some of these guys do? Either buy a car so they can get around, or they use it to purchase drugs and to do whatever with it. So when you give these guys money, as you see pro athletes, you give them money, they already go crazy. So imagine if you start paying college athletes money. More DUIs, more trouble, and more arrests. That's why you don't pay college athletes.
Yeah, man. I need an advance, man. You give me that good $3,000 check, you know what I'm going to do with it. Got flipping like it hot, flipping like it hot.
I didn't mention also from those five freshmen who's already declared himself to the league as well is James Young from Michigan. He went to Kentucky, but he's from Michigan. When we come back from the break, man, we gonna get some callers to get into the asylum and give us their opinion on these playoffs. It's money time now, baby. Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go, Ro.
Thank you. hit the block, I'm rolling bait. Them fiends come out, they know they got some soda cake. I'm motivated. Fiends, dealers, ballers, haters, shop survivors, Jekyll and Hyde, Barney and Clyde, and niggas that ride with Glock and choppers. What we out?
Trying to get a meal,
you hear it?
That's what those
we
guys go on early trying to do. They try to get a meal ticket, bro. They try to get a meal ticket.
Yeah, that's for them boys.
Oh, yeah.
For them NCAA boys. Finally got their meal passed by. Got to get a meal ticket.
They got to. Hey, yo, Ro, well, before we go to the, you know what I mean, the asylum and things like that, I was watching it, the Bad Boys documentary, and I remember when Rodman said that Larry Bird was, if he was black, he would just be a good basketball player. And he went out and Rodman said, I wish I could have took those statements back because Bird knows much about it. He was a bad white boy. They can say what they want and talk about, you know, the white hype and things like that. Okay. If he was, he lived up to it. And I want to say, and I say that to say because I was in the streets and I was talking to one of my uncles back home and, he doesn't think Doug McDermott deserves the credit that he gets. And I think he's just doing that because Dougie, you know, my buckets that you call him, is white. And I think we're witnessing reverse discrimination. I don't understand why people would not give this guy his credit. He played 4 years of college basketball. 3 years out of the four, he was first team, all AP, All-American. And I asked him, he said, oh, he probably just averaged 15 points and about 7 rebounds. I said, man, that's pretty good. Guys get paid a lot of money for that in the league, don't you think?
You know they'll pay a lot of money for that. That boy can put the ball in the hole. Do they pay a lot of money for Cal Corver to make all them three won at least 170-something games in a row, man? Come on, man.
Man.
That white boy can hold his own.
Very good. He's a very good player. I don't understand why they won't give him his credit that credit is due.
Right.
Give him his credit.
Come around.
Their credit is due. Yeah, they'll see. They will see. Also, man, we got to give a shout out. You know, let's move it to the college a little bit on the basketball side. We got to give a shout out to Tennessee Vols coach, former coach, I should say, Konzo Martin. He accepts the job over at coach California Golden Bears. Also, we got to give a shout out to your boy. Also, he's a you know, African American, Frank Hayes, a Missouri former coach. He accepts a job over at Tulsa after Danny Manning has departed. So, I feel, you know what I mean, I feel exuberated, happy for those guys to do what they're doing. They're climbing up that tree. They're climbing up that tree to get to the top of it so they can be a powerhouse.
Exactly.
So, I want to give those guys a shout out. And I want to give, you know, let's move a little bit to the football. We got a lot going on. My guys, the Green Bay Packers, we signed Matt Flynn again. The New York Giants, they signed Josh Freeman to a one-year deal. Speaking of a one-year deal, Sidney, you know, Rice, they cut him, and then they re-signed him for a one-year deal. And then you got your boy, Chris Johnson. He signs a two-year deal worth about $9 million in all with the New York Jets. What do you think about that move? Has the Jets gotten better with that move?
Yeah, they're going to do their thing. You know, if you can get Michael Vick out there to do what he can do, you'll be definitely on point. You know what I mean? To have a nice little quarterback who can get outside and escape the pocket. And then you get Chris Johnson who can, you know, also burn it up by doing what he does on an every Sunday basis, man. You better watch out. You know what I mean? So it could be trouble. It could definitely be trouble for some of those guys if those two can get it going.
You really think Chris Johnson is the answer to help the New York Jets? I still think they got quarterback issues. I don't believe in Michael Vick nor Geno Smith. I don't know why people still keep giving Michael Vick all this glory. He's a running back playing quarterback, point blank. Yes, he leads the NFL in history in rush yards, but he's a running back. Just so happens he's an athlete, tossing the ball around. Yeah, he got a cannon, but he's not a full-fledged quarterback. It's not about sticking in the pocket. It's not about running outside the pocket. It's about the intangible little things that you need to do to win games as a quarterback, to take your team to the show, and that's the Super Bowl. That's why I can't give it to Michael Vick, as he's an elite quarterback. He's average. He's serviceable. So we'll see. Do they dethrone the New England Patriots with that signing? Does that give them credibility to be one of the favorites in that East, AFC East?
Of course not. They're still the New York Jets. They still just mediocre. They might just win only about 7 or 8 games. They got to get it right. Now, I ain't saying that Chris Johnson can't have a good individual stat for the season, but he's definitely going to need, you know, the New York Jets to get the funk out the funk house over there. And me and Greenland with Rex Ryan, and make sure they get this thing popping. Cause let me tell you, homeboy, it's gonna be he still got to try to do something to take down. Come on, man, they got man, yeah. Come on, man, it ain't gonna bad look. It was a good signing, you know what I'm saying? They give something, but hopefully he don't become a bag of bones being with the New York Jets.
Especially how they like to run the ball, he's going to get that pill a lot. So hopefully, you know, Eric Decker creates some opportunities for Chris Johnson in the short pass game and in the running game. So we will see. What about your boy in the streets? You know you in Arizona. You know about your boy Sheriff. Bro, what's his name? Sheriff what? You know about Joe Aparo in Tent City. Donovan McNabb caught in Arizona with a DUI.
Yeah,
you know that's what they're notorious for out here.
Yeah, he had to serve one day from a DUI, you know, incident back in December. So it was his time. He couldn't keep putting it off to the side. So, you know, he had to do what he had to do, man. Serve that one day behind them balls, man.
Very, very, you know, troublesome. Once again, for guys out in Arizona, I think that have a reputation. You see what happened to Charles Barkley. You see what happened to, you know, guys, and we in the streets. We see how it happens.
Good old Cliff Robinson.
You don't, Jason Kidd. You don't drive drunk in Arizona. You have to understand that. You just don't do it. You just don't do it. Bro, let's switch gears, man. It was another special. Talking about Yasiel Puig and how he was brought over and defected from Cuba. Did you see, did you watch that, Raw?
What'd you say,
El Boogie? I said, Yasiel Puig, how he was smuggled like drugs over from Cuba to Mexico for his professional trials and finally eventually getting signed with the LA Dodgers. Did you see that special on E60 on ESPN?
Yeah, man, that was quite the show to see. I didn't know that's how, you know, Yasiel was able to become an L.A. Dodger, and it's amazing, man. You could almost lose your life. It's like crossing that border from Mexico over to Arizona. You're taking a chance of life or death, and if you're not able to make it, you know, across those waters without, you know, without being caught, you could become a superstar. I mean, you know, but for you to have to go through all the things you had to go through to get over to the United States, to, you know, to be on a boat to leave at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and get to a certain location, man. I mean, that was a hell of a lot of stuff to go through just for you to try to, you know, become a professional. And if that's what you have to go to become a professional, I don't want to be a professional that bad.
It's similar to the situation with how Asian players are brought over, but it's legal where the organization has to pay the country in order to get that player service. But in this situation, Yasiel Puig and the people that got him here on the boat, smuggled him in, out of his contract, he has to pay those guys for getting him in. And you wonder,
yeah, 20% of his contract.
Yes, and you wonder what's on Yasiel Puig's mind as he's playing baseball every day. I ask you this, Ro, what's going through your head right now if you're Yasiel Puig and you're that player and you're playing baseball and you're looking at your checks and you have to give up this money and you have to still play and you're restricted, unrestricted free agent? Tell me about that, Ro, if you're that player. What's going through his head, you think, right now? What's his perspective?
Hopefully he don't get sniped in the next couple of days by these boys who want their money. Because, you know, man, money make people do crazy things. And when you owe somebody 20% of your contract and you signed a contract for $42 million, come on, man, you do the math. You want that money in your pocket as soon as possible. And if you got a guy that's ducking you, for paying you your bread, you're going to do everything in your power to try to hunt that dude down to get your bread. I mean, come on, man. 20% of $42 million is somewhere around the ballpark of what? $7, $8, $9 million? Wouldn't you want your chuck change?
And then we're talking about Los Angeles where, you know, your money's going to get taxed as well.
Yeah, that's even worse living in L.A. But, you know, when you're making money like that, you can afford it. That's why he should get him a little shack that was no bigger than the one that he was living at in Cuba so that way he could stack his bread.
And his second contract can be all his. That's why I don't understand why he's late to the park. I don't understand why he's doing these bonehead plays because it's going to affect his career and his money later on down the line. So I know just being in his DNA, you're from Cuba, you take chances. Hey, you took a chance on getting on that boat to get over to Mexico and your route here. But some of that cannot transform over to the field as much. And if I'm Don Mattingly, I'm looking at him and I'm observing him every day. So being said that, in this story coming out on E60, and people are saying that they're not getting paid. Do you think Yasiel Puig will have a successful year this year?
He could, man, but we all know that when you're facing distractions, especially distractions as big as those, you just might not be able to do what you do. But, you know, I don't know the guy. So if he's able to block it out and do what he can do, he just might be able to figure out how to make it work. And if he's successful at, you know, separating on the field versus off the field, he could, you know, keep L.A. alive and keep them hot, you know, like they were last season. You know, and if they're able to, as long as he's able to help them win games and keep them where they ended up last season, man, look, Yasiel Puig will be all right. I think he'll be okay.
I don't know, bro. I think it's going to affect him a little too much, and I don't think he's going to have the sensational year that he's had last year. I know that pitchers are starting to learn and watch, you know, tape on him and things like that because he's watching them as well. This is his second time around, and they picked up his weaknesses and things like that. I just think it's going to be too many distractions. Until this thing blows over or until he takes care of the money situation, the legal work for that, I think it's going to affect his on-field performance. I don't think he's going to be that sensational Puig that, you know, we've been watching. So that's just my take on Yasiel Puig. Say this, bro. Tell you what. You with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Sticking to baseball, we got some teams right now that they haven't even played over 20 games yet, but they've won 10 games. And I'm going to say it right now. The New York Yankees, they're 10-6. The Oakland Athletics, the Atlanta Braves, 10-5. Milwaukee, 11-5. St. Louis, 10-6. San Francisco, 10-6. And the Dodgers, 10-6. And the worst team right now, and we live in that city, it's the Diamondbacks, man. They 4-14. So as we plug along, because we know how long the baseball season is, what do you think, man? Do you think that the teams that just named off, will they be in a hunt for October?
No, you know, baseball, man, is 162 games. It's one of the only sports that play, you know, almost the whole year. So baseball gets a little crazy where you have, you know, times where teams are, you know, like, say, for instance, the Detroit Tigers, they started the season, they were the last team to lose a game. But now they're, what, 7-5, and so it looks kind of crazy right now after starting 4-0. So I just believe that if some of these teams can find consistency, get the pitching going, it'll make a big difference in how long you last in baseball. Baseball is very funny, and we know that that's why we really can't get along with America's pastime because, I mean, it's just a long drag out, you know what I mean? But when you get guys who begin to find chemistry pitching down, then everything begins to fall in place. And it's just it's something good to see, and that's what makes the playoffs so exciting when you get teams that, you know, get to where they need to get to like that.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. We will see our pitcher from coming over from Asia. He's doing well. He's doing real well, starting off 2-0. So it's going to be very interesting to see what we're going to be, you know what I'm saying, what we're going to do. Very interesting. So, but I have to say this. People are intrigued about the long ball, and I haven't seen too many hit on Baseball Tonight or on the Major League Baseball channel. So I'm asking you this, bro. Is baseball suffering? Is not a lot of African-Americans in that sport right now, too? If you look at the games, you would think that that kid is black, but he's probably from South America or Cuba or Venezuela or something like that. So my question also propels to the black community in the baseball field. Will we start to get more black or African Americans playing baseball because of the concussion effect in football? I know they're moving over to soccer, but will we see more black youth playing baseball? It's the streets. What you think, Ro?
Yeah, man, you know, it's just, that's how it happens, man. It goes down kind of crazy. And baseball just, you know, it has its exciting moments. It's not dead, you know what I mean? It's just, you gotta be watching the right game. And you got guys who can pitch this thing real good. And when you got guys who can pitch that tater and get these, you know, it was some guys this year that went down to the, have already had some games where they've had 10, 12 strikeouts, already. So it's pretty cool to see. But baseball, it ain't dead. It's still baseball, man. You know, there's a lot of people that follow it, especially, you know, the Yankee fans. You got a lot of Yankee fans there, Boogie, let me tell you. And those guys don't. They don't mess around, you know what I mean?
Exactly. They don't mess around. We coming. We got to get back to the playoffs. It's prevalent that we get there. I'm still interested to see what this, you know, superstar team does with Albert Pujols, Josh Hamilton, who's a bag of bones. He's hurt right now. And Trout, I really want to see. I haven't really heard anything or watched. You know, I'm looking at the standings. I'm really waiting for Anaheim to do something. I'm waiting for Prince Fielder to do something so he can, you know, face his demons for the playoffs again. Can he get Texas to the playoffs? Can Washington Nationals come back from the debacle last year and get back to the playoffs? What do you think about your boy, Bron? What is he going to do? It's a lot of storylines. It's a lot of storylines being in the baseball world as we go. I wonder what A-Rod doing right now. I wonder, is he taking a steroid or eating some popcorn? It's Friday. I wanted to go see a new movie. I wonder, it's the Pittsburgh Pirates for real. Will they make it back to the playoffs again? A lot of intriguing stories in this baseball world. Now let's get back to this NBA on the playoffs. I got some more questions. What is Roy Hibbert going to do in these playoffs? That's an intriguing question I want to ask you, bro. What is Roy Hibbert going to do? What's his role with the Pacers?
I'm gonna tell you like this, Boogie. He better get his thumb from up out of his ass, because if he keep it there, the Indiana Pacers will get upset in round one, and they gotta have that big guy to do his thing, man. And he been tiptoeing in the paint. And we all know that this is a man's game, dog, and you can't be tiptoeing when it comes down to, you know, playing this game of basketball, man. It's almost over. You know, you lose three games and you out of there. It's gonna be tough. And we gonna see. We definitely gonna see what's gonna happen. But I love it. I'm excited. I hope Indiana can, you know, shake off the funk and get where they need to, where they need to get, and I think that it will show after the first two games.
We'll see. I'm not convinced. I'm concerned with Indiana. Reason being because of their point guard situation. I'm very concerned about Indiana. I know they got C.J. Watts back, okay. But so what? He's not going to be the answer or the remedy to what they do. We will see. Who's going fishing first? I can't wait to see the look on their faces. I'm thinking of an upset special. I think the Wizards also might pop the Bulls. The Wizards might pop the Bulls. They're under the radar. First time in the playoffs. John Wall wants to make a statement. They're coming. I know I said John Wall. We'll see what he does in the playoffs. He's the number one draft pick overall the year he came out of school. So there's a lot on him. We will see. I judge you on what you do in the playoffs. That's the streets. You got to get to the playoffs and do something.
Yeah, you're going to have to do something. Let's go to a commercial real quick, Elbow. We'll come back. We'll jump into the asylum, you know?
No question, no question. Got you. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time to 11 p.m. And don't forget later on in the show, we got Freestyle Friday. We're going to try to get being here on the entertainment news because it's top of the hour. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, let's do it.
I just got back from that West Coast, brought back some of that best smoke. Roll up, let's smoke. We down south on that West Dope. Got an OZ of that OG, and ain't shit for sale. I'ma smoke it like I'm smoking. Ain't got shit to do, might as well. Yeah, sail down sunset. I ain't have fun yet. If I can't find a dime, I might have to call a vet. Gotta keep a show pussy. It's better than no pussy. I think ahead, that's why I'm ahead of most of y'all slow rookies. Women, weed, and weather. Then it's back to that cheddar. My team gon' eat forever. Them pop niggas so clever. Trendsetters, stay fly. Every day I stay high. Bitches flagging down the marrow when they see me pass by. Burning rubber. At home known as a heavy clubber. Since Toby, I can cut her, but don't ever, ever love her. Bought this mother from the Kush smoke in my car. On papers and filters, I'm trying to put down them guards.
Chrome. Killer Cali gon' get blown, a couple stacks might get thrown. Ride foreign, ride slab, that candy blue, that tan rag. It fall back, that trunk up, we come down, we
come up.
We bangin' screw in that Swisher house, that Ryan C, that Michael White. Side hit Scott, kill the lot, stay doin' shit that your nigga not. I ride blades in 84s, but catch me up in them super pokes. Or maybe up in them 100 strokes, we move around in that super sport. Nigga, ain't no lie, we did it, real life shit, this ain't no gimmick. Really get chicks, really hit these licks, and I really came through when hit your bitch. My paint be candy, cup be white, put that purple in that Sprite. Did that way before that hype, so we the ones you wanna be like. What a G like, see that be me. Still underground, ain't on TV, but I fuck them hoes that's on TV. And pass that bitch like CP3, can't be weak, we them hoes. Hit the boss and the young outlaw, flyest motherfucker that you ever had saw. Style so rad, cause I'm that rock.
We back in the asylum. It's the streets just talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop and entertainment. But we give it to you from a street perspective. We've been talking a lot of sports, but now we got to talk some entertainment. And when we on Fridays, when we get to talking entertainment, you know, we got to reach out, you know what I mean, to my man Zanell all the way back. You know, he gets it in. He's researching all the way, all through the week. You know what I mean? So let's bring him in. Man, B. Carter, how you doing, sir?
How you doing? I'm here. Brandon Carter is here.
Oh, no doubt. So, B, we don't want to, you know what I'm saying, take up too much of your time, man, as far as, like, you know, we know we got a lot to report on. So give us the rundown. We waiting on you. We ready.
Marlon Wayans released a sequel of his highly anticipated film, Haunted House 2. You guys can check that out on Fridays. In theaters this Friday. Grammy Award-winning singer turned actress Latoya Luckett takes the cover of the latest issue of Rolling Stone. She talks her progress on her third album entitled Until Then, her new role in From the Rough alongside Taraji P. Henson, her show Single Ladies, which is being canceled by VH1, but now is being picked up by Century TV, all on the cover of Rolling Out magazine. Brandy and her fiancé, Ryan Press, end their engagement. They got engaged in 2012, were supposed to be married in 2013, but when the marriage didn't happen, reports circulated that they had broke up, and she confirmed it to Us Weekly this week that the two are friends, but they are no longer together. A warrant was issued for Real Housewives of Atlanta star Portia Williams by her co-star, Kenya Moore, who said that they were in a fight at the reunion. Mr. and Mrs. Carter, Beyonce and Jay-Z will have a summer tour called the Mr. and Mrs. Carter Stadium Tour, and the first show is June 13th in Atlanta, and it will go until August 6th. Speaking of Beyonce and Justin Timberlake lead the 2004 Billboard nominations with 11 nominations apiece. Idris Elba welcomes his baby son, Winston, and the Boondocks back for its final season, which airs weekly Mondays at 10:30. Seeing Chris Brown's Bodyguard is on trial in D.C., and Harvard University has accepted the largest amount of black students this year other than any year. Sean Diddy Combs is the number one hip-hop artist, according to Forbes list, ranking in over $580 million, with Jay-Z coming in at number two with $475 million. And that is Brandon Carter with the Entertainment Report. You can follow me on Twitter at 1BrandonCarter, on Facebook.com at www.facebook.com/BrandonCarter22. And on Instagram at Brandon Carter 211.
Man, we appreciate that, B. Now let me ask you this, Brandon. You said Justin Timberlake and Beyonce, they lead the Billboard charts with 11 nominations.
Yeah, the Billboard Music Awards with 11 nominations, which will air this May, live in Las Vegas.
Wow. So let me, just a quick question. Out of those 11 nominations, how many do you think each one of them are going to win?
I felt they have some self-competition with artists such as Katy Perry and Bruno Mars and Rihanna. So hopefully they get a good sum of it, but I don't know. I can't say, you know, they are big superstars, but technically this is not their generation in the fact that they're not the youngest artists, you know. They're really OGs in the game. They come from my generation, which is 10 years ago, even though I'm only 23.
Speak, B. Streets. So, man, we thank you, B. And, man, we might bring you back on Mondays, too, man. So I got to talk and see if we can bring you back on Monday with some more entertainment news.
That's fine with me. I can do Mondays and Wednesdays whenever you're ready.
That's me, boy.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, man, we thank you, B. And we'll talk to you on Monday. And happy Easter.
Yeah, buddy. Easter is on Sunday, 4:20.
We got
to What else? We gotta
go to commercial.
No, we're about to go to the asylum.
Let's go to your side of there. Who we got coming out?
Oh, man, you know where we going, man. Taking it out to the tile. Go talk to the big brother, D-Mac, real quick. See what's up on D-Mac's mind, man, because, you know, we got to ask him what's up with Yasiel Puig and what he think about, you know, them Cubanas smuggling people over to the Americas to make our cheese. Yo, big brother D-Mac, what's going on with you, baby?
Man, what's good, fellas, man? How y'all doing tonight, man? Happy Easter to y'all, man.
No question, no question. Happy Easter to you and big and good Friday to you, sir.
Good Friday to you, L Boogie. L Boogie, why you being so disrespectful tonight, man? What's up with that, L Boogie? You is so disrespectful, man. So disrespectful, man. Mike Vick is not the same playing L Boogie that he used to be, but man, give him his props, man. Give him his respect, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, they just signed Chris Johnson now. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, they got another runner in the backfield. Man, Mike Vick, man, he put up numbers, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? He's not a healthy player, but he's still decent in the right situation. So stop being so disrespectful, buddy.
Michael Vick is an average quarterback. What has he won?
He averaged. He became an average quarterback when after he got came out of jail. That's when he became average.
He was an average quarterback when he was with the Atlanta Falcons.
Man,
only thing
I'm
he,
not talking to you.
Only
man,
thing
he disrespectful. No.
Only thing he did was run the football and like he was playing flag football and throw the ball every now and again.
Defenses could not get ready for this guy, man.
Yes, they could because he didn't win it.
No, no. Man, you disrespectful, man. Before he went to jail, man, he was what? The highest paid quarterback. If he would have never went to jail, man, he probably would have won a championship with Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? The dog fighting.
No, he would not.
Brother,
he just
man.
Would have kept selling tickets. He would have kept selling tickets and being a $100 million man. Yes, like I keep saying, the same I say about Johnny Manziel. Do you want to get ticket sales and entertainment? Yes. That's Michael Vick. But winning games, 2 minutes to go, a minute 30 to go, and you need a field goal or a touchdown, Michael Vick isn't going to be the guy to do it. I'm sorry. Look at his track record. I don't want him being my quarterback with 2 minutes to go. So, no, he's not a great quarterback. He's a good quarterback, but he wasn't great. Great runner that can throw the ball. But he wasn't a great quarterback. What do you think about the NBA playoffs, D-Mac? D-Mac, are you there? I guess we lost D-Mac.
L Boogie, we lost D-Mac, but hold on. We lost it, but he's back. You know what I'm saying? That's how we get knocked down, but we get right back up.
we good. Can y'all hear me, fellas?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you're back on the air.
My bad, man. I dropped y'all, man. Oh, my God. Dude, I'm back in the building, baby. But anyway, that's what I was saying, baby. Hey, man, Mike Vick, man, he was the man in Atlanta, man. You know what I'm saying? He was doing his thing, man. He was, changing the whole game up to, I mean, he opened doors for these black quarterbacks that we have now. You know what I'm saying? And Geno, man, he going to learn a lot from Mike Vick, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he does.
And while you playing Mike Vick might be the starter. Might be the starter.
Well, at some point, but not at the beginning of the season. I think Rex Ryan going to stick with Geno, you know, to see how things go in the beginning. As soon as he, you know, make a mistake or two. He ain't gonna take it lightly to put Michael Vick in there real quick. So, you know, Geno only has a short leash to lean on, and once that's over, you know what time it is.
Right. So we'll see. We'll see.
What you think about Chris Johnson being over there at the Jets?
Hey, I think that was a big pickup, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Rex Ryan is a good coach, man. You know what I'm saying? If they going to dethrone New England, no, that ain't going to happen. But on paper right now, they definitely looking like a playoff team.
Right.
They definitely looking like a playoff team on paper. So, you know, see what they do in the draft and, you know, see how they camp go. You know, they'll probably be on that little football special, man, with Hard Knocks on HBO with the type of team they got. You know what I'm saying? They might air them this year, man. So, but, yeah, they look good on paper. But, you know, hey, what, you can make the playoffs in the AFC, what, 8-7? What's the record got to be to make the playoffs?
Yeah, 9-7 to get in. 9-7
exactly.
To get in.
So, you know, I think, you know, with Mike Vick coming and, you know, Chris Johnson, I mean, Geno, they pick up a couple of receivers and stuff. They going to be decent, man. They definitely can make the playoffs. They look good on paper anyway.
Your boy Jabari Parker coming out. Is that a good move or a bad move?
I mean, you kind of knew he was going to do it because, I mean, all the other guys was doing it, so he was going to follow suit. You know what I'm saying? Why was he going to stick around and not get this money? You know what I'm saying? But I'm a little disappointed because, you know, now he put his little missionary thing on hold, which he's probably never going to go back to once he start making millions in the NBA. You know, his little missionary stuff he was signed up with, that's on the back burner now. He said he's still part of the Duke program. Man, that's what cats want to say, man. Somebody coached him. Somebody told him what to say to the media and his little fans and to the school and stuff. But you knew he was coming out because that's what it is now. You one and done. One and done. That's it. So he was coming. He said he wanted.
What you think about the NBA playoffs?
Oh, man, it's going to be hype tomorrow, man. It's going to be good, man. Hey, you know I'm going to be in front of the tube, man, watching your nephew got a birthday party tomorrow. But after that, you know, it's on, man. Some good matchups, man, some good matchups. I hope the Bobcats can at least win two games. You know what I'm saying? I don't want them to get swept and then LeBron and D-Wade and them guys get the rest up and get healthy, you know what I'm saying? But they got that boy Al Jefferson over there, man. He a beast, man. You know what I'm saying? So I hope they win two games. My sleeper, man, Golden State, man. Steph Curry in there, man. That's like the series to watch right there. I know they got Doc and, you know, we got Chris Paul, but I think that series right there is like 120 points a night going all out. Steph, Chris Paul, man, game-winning shots. That's the series I'm really looking forward to seeing, man. And that's my Cinderella team, man, Golden State.
Who's your difference maker in each conference?
Steph Curry in the West. And I'm with you, L. Boogie, man. I hope Paul Pierce, man, could be Paul Pierce from 5 years ago, man. You know what I'm saying, with the Nets, man. I mean, I know he don't have that many more years left, man, but, you know, this might be his last little hoorah, man. So, you know, I like to see the truth step up, man, and do something big.
Who is the best coach in each conference in the playoffs right now? Who do you think you get edge to?
Oh, man, you can't never knock Pop, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, T trying to have his cake and eat it too, man. He really ain't give us that was like he picked Dallas as the Cinderella team, and then he came out and said that he wants San Antonio to win it, though. No, man. That's not fair, man. Air Boogie, you got to make him pick somebody. He can't be like
he said who was on upset alert. And I said San Antonio Spurs.
And then he asked you who was going to come out, and you said San Antonio. No.
When you come to your senses, you know who's who. You know what time it is.
Now, you got to pick another upset team, man, because you're rolling with San Antonio for real. But Dallas in your heart, I mean, you know, Cleveland, we don't have no team. So, see, you got two teams in the state of Texas that you can pick from.
He got three. Houston.
Oh, man. Damn, man. I'm in the wrong state, man. Oh, he do got three. Oh, man.
So he can lightweight root. He can root from behind the couch if he want to.
Yeah.
But I won't. I'm a Mavericks fan. I only go for the Dallas team.
Hey,
if you go
with Dallas then, team, you stick with them then, buddy. Don't be like betting on San Antonio's band. Like, if you roll with Dallas Mavericks, you roll with Dallas Mavericks this whole series to the end. And don't give San Antonio no props.
Right. I don't care about San Antonio. They got folks.
I can't roll with anybody because I'm on my boat right now. We're fishing. We're fishing right now. We're
I'm fishing with you, buddy. You know what I'm saying? I'm fishing with you, though. My boy Kobe, man, he took the family and them over the pier before the season even ended, man.
Straight. Let me ask you this. I know you probably caught a little bit of the Bad Boy documentary. Very interesting. Everybody thought Isaiah was the person who made him walk off, but it was Bill Laimbeer. They were the trailblazers of flagrant fouls and fines now. What do you think about the game today? Do you think it's a little bit soft, or do you think it's merit for it to be like this?
I definitely want to take my hat off to ESPN and the producer of that 30-30, man. I watched several of them, and that was one of the best ones I've seen, man. They was jamming with the music, then you had Jalen and my other man hosting it and stuff. It was real nice, well put together. The game is watered down now, man. Watching that made me love 80s basketball. Watching that made me love, you know, the early 90s, man. You know what I'm saying? Watching you in high school playing and when they got physical and stuff, man. LeBron James and Kobe and them, I don't know if these guys could have played back then. You know what I'm saying? They had MJ on there, man. That dude had to go to the gym, man. He had to get back in the dungeon, man, and get his mental and get his body prepared to win those six championships. You know what I'm saying? The Detroit Pistons had to get over the hump with Boston, man, with the little mental mistake Isaiah made and getting past the Lakers, man. The game is so watered down now, man. It's not like how it was then, man. At all. The game is definitely watered down a lot.
I don't think that the NBA game is a mental game anymore.
What is it? To you.
It's an athletic game. Either you just have one skill, unless you're LeBron James or an elite player. See, back then you had guys who were 3 and 4 2 type players. They all could pass, they all could dribble, they all could shoot, and most of them played defense. So they all were like fine two players. Your two guard, your one guard was averaging at least 12, 15 points. He could shoot.
And what I noticed back then watching that, everybody knew their role. Everybody knew their role coming in. Kyrie Irving and Dwayne Waiters, I hope they sit down and watch that. You know what I'm saying? How Isaiah and Joe Dumars, and you know, they know their roles, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, of course, all the
and
time,
every good thing
comes to an end, man. But if you're a basketball player, that was the documentary to watch to get you over the hump and gel as a team.
Exactly, exactly. I just think also due to the malice of the game, the sponsorships, they didn't want to be too much affiliated with that type of violence with their product. I think that also takes effect to how the game is played now. Also,
man, we watch UFC fighting every weekend, every other day. You know what I'm saying? We watch boxing, man. They watch these cats get in the ring and pound people. That's what the world like, man. But America, on certain things, man, is getting watered down. Just like we talked earlier last year and stuff, fellas. Man, you can't stop a 250-pound linebacker, 6'5", running full speed, and expect this dude to just try to stop mid-air from tackling you or hitting you, or y'all making head-to-head contact, and he's not doing it on purpose, man. Come on, man. Some stuff is just, you know, you can't do, man. You can't, I mean, the gravity, the force of me running and jumping in the air to tackle you, I might accidentally hit you, man, but then you're going to get penalized or get fired, man. The game watered down, man. All sports watered down. That's just like they show the thing. Ain't no way in hell. The center dude from the Celtics, man, he ain't get ejected, thrown out the game.
Yeah,
nothing. Robert Parrish, man, that was crazy, man. That was crazy,
he
man.
He gave Bill
he gave
Lance two times five.
But
he gave
game
Bill Lance
now.
He's hot and spicy. You can get that with 3 out of 5 times.
Hey, I was thinking this, fellas. Hey, LeBron James coming in the game at the age of 18, as young as he was, or Kobe Bryant coming in the league 18 as he was back then in those days where, you know, you had a couple players that did it. But I think that could have hurt a Kobe and LeBron, and we might not have heard of those dudes because even when they came in the game at an early age, their mental was not that strong as when Moses Malone did it. You know what I'm saying? On the physical side, like you said, L Boogie, on the physical side, oh, they probably would have been okay. But mentally, at the time when they came in the league and you know, when they came in to back then, I don't think they would have definitely had the careers that they had. Do you agree?
Yes, and I say that to say this. Between the 80s and the 90s, I'm going to say all the 80s, you didn't have players coming into the NBA from high school. They played like 2 years, Isaiah Thomas, 2 years, Magic Johnson, 2 years. You didn't have guys coming into the NBA from high school in the 80s. But when the game transcended, that's when they started taking away and those flagrant fouls and that type of situation, that opened the doors for those type of guys. Just think about it. Chris Webber, 2 years. And he could have came out. But he knew that he wasn't ready. He was very physical and a mental thing. And you saw what Michael Jordan said. He had to get physically and mentally ready to take the punishment to win a championship back then. You had this man. They break you down.
And Scottie Pippen had to do that too, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't a
physicality. He had to get his mental together.
Man. And I think the mental game is gone in the NBA. Either you can jump, you can get away with just running and jumping. You can get away with just shooting a three-pointer. You can get away with that and make money. Most of those guys could not play in that era. You had to be a fine-tuned ball player.
I want to take my hat off to you too, L Boogie. A lot of people that don't know, you had that mental when it came to your game. You know what I'm saying, big bro? I mean, on the court where, you know, you could put up 30, 25 a night, but just your mental alone, knowing the game and knowing your players, man, just watching you, you know, back in the day, man, I mean, your mental was just so strong, you know what I'm saying? When you got on the court and your confidence, you was one of the people that had that mental, but that was your era, though. So I definitely want to, you know, take my hat off to you. And I see you doing that now with your young, with the young cats that you coach and stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? You giving them that because a lot of coaches don't, man.
Well, I appreciate that, D-Mac, man. That mean a lot to me. Man, thank you. I appreciate that, sir. Man. And on that note, I want to wish my nephew a happy birthday. I want to wish you and the family a happy Easter. You know, you and the wife and the kids, man. And don't forget, D-Mac, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
No doubt, man. Happy Easter, L Boogie, to you and your family. Happy Easter, T-Roy, to you and your family. I love you guys, man. One.
One.
Hey, appreciate it. That's what's up. He's fine.
Yo,
Ro. That's what's up, L Boogie. Yo.
He gave me a shout-out, man. He said I was called on the court, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I was hooping the other day, you know, I'm in a little league, and we play on Tuesdays. And, you know, I got, you know, Sid Sabalas on my team also. And we showed a fountain of youth. We had to step up. Shout out to CC. We had a fountain of youth the other night, man. We got down. We had a ball. But anyway, Ro, let's keep it hot, man. Who we got next coming into the asylum?
Oh, you know what it is. We're going to take it to our big brother, T-Nick, and see what's happening with T-Nick out there in ATL. T-Nick, what's happening?
How's it going today, brothers? Y'all doing all right today, man?
Oh, man, you know what it is. What's really going down?
Hey, man, I want to talk about, first of all, I just heard Boogie talking about he's still playing in the men's league. And, man, I'm prejudiced. I play in a 40 and over all-white boy league. I will never play with the Ninjas ever, ever, ever again. They're too athletic for me right now. All I want to do is tick and pop, shoot jump shots instead of tick. That's all I want to do right now.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, trust me, we got some youngins sprinkled in. I didn't say I start now. No, I didn't say I start.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, we know our role. We know our role. I'm going to come off the bench. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you a nice, solid 6-7 minutes, and I'm going to pat my head, and you got to come get me. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be ready for crunch time. I want to play crunch time, though. You know, we still got that heart. Got to play during crunch time,
nope.
Man. NBA, man, you know, I watched that. I didn't catch all of it. I caught some of the tail end of it, and me and my son were just watching just now. But I'm going to tell y'all what killed the NBA, man. That damn AAU. The AAU circuit has killed the NBA. And, Boogie, I know we're a part of it, man. And, you know, we're trying to get back to the kids, man. But these dudes, they play with each other, man, throughout the years, and they become friends, and there ain't no rivals. You know, there ain't no rivals. You know, if Boogie on the east side of town, I'm on the west side of town, we're not playing AAU back in the day. I heard he got game. He heard I got game. If we meet each other, it's going to be a mutual respect, but I'm going to go hard at him, and he's going to go hard at me. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be, you know, no blood, no fire. That's what it's going to be. But nowadays, it's, you know, we help each other up off the floor. We shake five if you hit a half-court shot. You know, if you dunk on me, I'm going to laugh. And, you know, yeah, you got me. I'm going to smack you on the butt. It ain't the same no more, man. You know, it ain't the same, man. You know, this ain't NBA on NBC no more. You know what I'm saying? If y'all remember that music, y'all remember that music, man. Amar Rashad, and what's the name? What's the white dude's name? Jim Gray.
Bob
Marv
Albert.
Right. That's NBA on that was basketball for us. The NBA on NBC. That was basketball for us. You go to the hole, you're not going to get hacked. You're going to get smacked. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get up off the ground, and you better be ready to hit the free throws. That's all it is, too. You know, it's going to be a fight. You're not going to get ejected. Everybody's going to separate, and it is what it is. You know, so, but the AAU circuit, man, the AAU circuit, is what made LeBron and Carmelo and D-Wade and Bosh and Dwight Howard and all the rest of these dudes, man. You know, they play AAU together, man, so they homeboys. You know, I'm not knocking that, you know what I'm saying, because they homeboys. You know, but we didn't have that back then. It wasn't no AAU circuit, you know, so that's what's killing the league right now. You know, besides the one and done, that's what's killing the league right now. So, you know, Other than that, man, you know, Easter is 420. What y'all going to do with that? Anybody know? What y'all going to do with 420 on Easter? Next?
We're going to be listening to the sports officials. What you think? 2 p.m. Eastern time.
I'm just saying,
9 a.m. Western time. What do you think we're going to be doing?
420 Easter. That's all I'm saying. Hey, a
no
couple
question.
Other things I was talking about, man. Look, I agree with you, man. Mike Vick was never a great quarterback. I know some dudes will get mad at me about this, man, but they're getting it twisted. He wasn't a great quarterback, never was. He can never drive you down in the last 2 minutes. He wasn't a cerebral dude. What he was he was the most electrifying player in the game when he was playing. You know, he was the most exciting dude to watch with the ball in his hand is what he was. You know, he was the Deion Sanders on offense is what he was. Nobody in the league was ever
Absolutely.
Electrifying like him than Deion Sanders. That was it. You know, when the ball is in his hands, you watch him. Whether
Everybody
you didn't
stood
like him,
up.
Everybody stood up. He was like, go. I want him off. That's what you was doing when you was watching him, whether you liked the Falcons or not. You know what I'm saying? When Deion Sanders intercepted the ball on the punt return, he did the same thing when he was watching the Falcons, the Cowboys, the 49ers or not. If you like either one of them, it didn't matter. Whenever those two dudes touched the ball, they was the most electrifying and exciting players in the game. It wasn't the greatest. There's a difference. But at the same time, I'm going to say Deion was the greatest cover corner ever because you couldn't catch the ball over him. But Mike Vick was never the greatest quarterback, man. Never was, never will be. You know, he was a running back, you know, with the ball in his hands, who just had to happen. He had a cannon for an arm, you know, but through his own admission, you know, he never studied film. He never perfected his craft. So that kind of led to his downfall. You know, that's you know, dog fighting aside, that led to his downfall. You know, he just relied on his athletic ability. You know, where Deion Sanders, you know, I'm not no Florida State guy by the far, as everybody know I'm the U up and down. But Deion Sanders never drank, never smoked, stopped cussing in college. He was on his craft. That's what he did. You know, but Mike Vick was never good. So everybody who thought Mike Vick was a great quarterback, come on, man. He was never great. He was just exciting and electrifying is what he was. And there's a difference. You know, Peyton Manning is great. He isn't exciting. He ain't electrifying, but he's great. Same thing with Tom Brady. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. They're great quarterbacks. They're not exciting. They're not electrifying, but they're great quarterbacks. And there's a difference. If you don't know the difference, you don't know sports. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm going to tell you about that. The only thing that Mike Vick got on his pro resume was that he beat Green Bay in the playoffs. That's all he got. He ended the streak. That's all he got. He ain't got nothing else. There's nothing else on that resume. So that's all I got to say about that, man. The NBA, heard you guys talking about that. The series that I'm looking forward to, Clippers and the Warriors, man. That's going to be a fight. I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be a fight no later than the first half of the second game in that series. You know why? Because that's Doc Rivers versus Mark Jackson, two old-school point guards, hard-nosed coaches who are going to go one after the other one. That's what they're going to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really, really looking forward, you know, to that. The Clippers going to beat them because I think what's the center name from Australia? He's out. His name is in my mind right
Andrew
now.
Andrew Bogut.
Bogut, he's out. You know, he's out like David Lee was out last year for him. Now Bogut is out for him. You know, they can never get those two big guys to play together. You know, but the Clippers are going to take the Warriors. You know, I'm going to say in six, but I'm telling you, man, that's going to be one hard-fought series. It's going to be one exciting series, too, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see that. And I want to tell y'all something, too. This draft lottery, you guys ain't touched on it yet, this draft lottery, this is the first draft lottery in decades in which the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers are in it at the same damn time, like Future would say. The same damn time. So I want to tell you all this. The NBA is good when Boston and L.A. is in the playoffs, right? So I'm going to tell you this. I guarantee you Boston and L.A. both will have top five picks because the NBA is only good when these guys are good. So both of those guys are going to have top five picks. You know, so watch that. And last but not least in the NBA, man, my coaches in the East Conference, I heard you asking about who's the best coach in the East Conference. You know, in the West, everybody knows Pops is tops. That's Popovich, San Antonio. But on the East side, man, I'm going with Tim Thibodeau, Chicago Bulls. You get that dude some props, man. Matter of fact, give him some all-star players. You give him the Miami Heat. You know what I'm saying? You give him the Brooklyn Nets. You give him the talent. The dude is making wonders what he got in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? So you got to watch out for him, man. The 30 for 30, he was the best of all time. I love the Pistons. I love who knows Bo. I know you don't know Bo. The Big East, you know, Bama and Auburn, the Fab Five, that was good. You know, that was all great. Awesome, man. Before I go, shout out to Global Network One, man. You know, because on April 27th, you know, that's not this coming Sunday, but the next Sunday at Grant Park here in Atlanta, Georgia, Sports Official is going to be, we're going to be broadcasting live from there. But the Global Network One will be launching their FM station, 87.9 in Atlanta, Georgia. So if you're in Atlanta, you check them out, man. 87.9, that's the Global Network One, man. And, you know, when I'm out there in Grant Park, because, you know, for you guys down in Arizona and Texas that don't know what Grant Park is, that's like Woodhill. You know what I'm saying? For you Clevelanders, it's like Woodhill. There's going to be nothing but brothers and sisters out there. When I'm out there, I'm going to shout across the park and say, hey, you, tell a friend to tell a friend, tell a whole bunch of girlfriends about the street.
That's what,
every Monday
that's
and Friday.
What it is.
That's what
yes,
it is,
sir.
Dog. Shout out to J.J. Oh!
We appreciate you, baby.
Yes, sir, man. Appreciate y'all, man. I'll holler at you.
No doubt.
Hey, Boogie. Yeah, Boogie.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know it's almost time to get up out of here, man. We got four flat. So what you want to do? You ready to get up out of here? You ready to kick it? Hey, shout out to my mom. I see your mom. I see you checking us out. This is the streets, baby girl. I love you. I will highlight to tomorrow. We're coming from Julius basketball game. He knows.
Man, you know it's freestyle time, man. Let me get it in right quick before we go, man. I think I got about 8 bars, man. D-Mac, what the deal, baby? OG, this for you. Here we go. 16, I can't do, but 18, I might. Coming through this spot, man, you know I got a light. These whole-ass niggas be talking shit, man, they trife. If you ain't careful, whole-ass nigga, I might take your wife. Man, I remember when I was talking to a guy who I knew. He told me fake-ass niggas is sucker, man. They ain't like the woo. When you click tight, you can't get in. And if you fucking around, man, you got to get with the spin. That means sometimes you got to change up your ways. And if you didn't know, man, you got to hold on to that ace of spades. Man, I don't drink that, but I might drink some Bel Air. That's Rosé where I come from, man. Yeah, I'm with a stare. Niggas be frostbite. That means you're looking at me hard. It's cool, man. I ain't going to retire 6 times like Brett Favre. I'm only going to do it once, man, when I get my ends. And after I do that, man, IRS on me, so you know I got to spin. I ain't tripping. I'm coming with T-Row. You whole-ass niggas with the alphabet boys. Man, I'm done, man.
That's what it is, man. That's what's happening, player. Yo, man, real quick, man, on the shout-out side, man, appreciate everybody checking us out on the web. You know, man, hope it was a hot show for y'all just like it was for us. You know what I'm saying? L Boogie Jewels, man, you know what it is, man. I love kicking it with you, brother. Legacy, let's go win another championship this weekend. Let's go get them.
Man, I want to give a shout-out, first of all, to God for letting us put this together. Appreciate that. Man, appreciate all the callers calling in. Heaven on you, Sports Officials. Man, sponsor of the show, The Streets. You know, shout-out to Legacy. Man, my godson, T-Row. Man, shout-out to all my kids, man. Be on spring break up there. And once again, Huff Height, I see you, baby.
Yeah,
Dog Park, Texas, stand up. Man, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. You can check us out also if you miss it on the podcast and also on Ustream Global Network One. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. And don't forget in the streets, it's a lot of guys who be talking but don't know. And if you know, you don't talk. Yo, Ro, I see
yo.
You on Monday, babe.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Shout out to the family, man. You know how we get down.
Happy Easter.
I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga.